We don't rely on the law in order to obey it, like Israel did at the foot of Mount Sinai. All that the Lord has spoken, we will do. Just tell us what to do and we will do it. That is to be deceived. That's to be deceived in not knowing what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, that the law is the power of sin. The law is like pouring gasoline on sin if it is used improperly. Instead, we rely on another power in order to keep the law. We rely on God's power. Where's God's power found? Well, Paul says in Romans 1:16 that the gospel, the good news, the piece of news that transforms lives, that is the power of God for salvation. And salvation's not just the moment of conversion. Salvation is sanctification as well, being delivered from sin's power, from its powerful grip. It's being delivered out of spiritual Egypt, out of the house of slavery. The gospel does that.